Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Can you tell me what day it is?
You want answers!
I want the truth!
Well, truth be told,
you can't handle the truth!
I'll tell you what day it is.
It's National Tell the Truth Day.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Tell the truth! Tell the truth!
Truth Day?
Now they want the truth. You know, the truth shall set you free.
The truth is,
it's showtime.
Yes, yeah, National Tell the Truth Day. I don't know if some people can do that.
No.
Some people, all they do.
We know people that cannot do it.
Is lie, 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 lie.
Gosh. Anything that comes out of their mouth the whole time I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm saying to myself, lies, 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 lies.
Just lies.
Lies, lies.
They just can't help themselves.
Lies, 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 lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Name them.
Yeah. You go first.
You know anybody like that? 302-858-5117. Name them. Don't be scared.
You go first.
Quick weather, Jess, please.
Yeah, it's going to be partly sunny today and humid. A chance for a shower or storm, especially in the afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 80s.
All right, let's hook you up with Burna Boy tickets. All right, we'll take the 7th texter right now. Text in keyword Burna. Let's go. B-U-R-N-A for Burna Boy. 7th texter, Burna Boy tickets, 302-858-5117. Jess, you got all the details.
Yes, we have your tickets. It's the No Sign of Weakness Tour coming on Friday, December the 5th at Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. This is where you will get to see him perform Last on the Low, Location, and many other hits. If you want to win, you got to text us right now.
Yes, 7th texter to text in Burna right now. We will hook you up at 6:45. Let's do this.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rican on Power 101.7.
All right, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got?
All right, there's a few things making the headlines. Cardi B was spotted over the weekend in Paris wearing a striking blue dress. It's trending. The pictures are going all over the place online. She was greeting fans during her press tour for the upcoming album, and I the Drama. It was an electric blue sleek silhouette, and it captured everyone's attention. Apparently, Cardi B was radiating with confidence and building anticipation for her release. Also, Beyonce. It was a 4th of July show at Northwest Stadium, Landover, Maryland. Apparently, this show was out of this world. Beyonce opened the concert with a powerful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. Everyone went nuts. Apparently, she was showing national pride. She had on red, white, and blue. Her cowboy boots. She had heels on. They were sparkling. They also had a mechanical bull on stage, a giant neon horseshoe suspended midair, which she rode on. I mean, the costumes, the choreography. She was rocking those stiletto-heeled cowboy boots, like I said, shimmered in sequins, and she commanded the stage with every step. So the cowboy cowgirl choreography had lots of swagger, and it all went along with the album's narrative. So that was a huge 4th of July show. Now, Drake is also making the headlines. He released a track on Saturday called What Did I Miss? Where he calls out former friends who turned on him during his war with Kendrick Lamar. He says, quote, you beep, you better not ask for no favors. It also says it's love for my brothers. It went on and on. There is some explicits. I don't give a beep if you love me. I don't give a beep if you like me. And he was asking, how did it feel? Can't say it didn't surprise me. Last time I looked to my right, you beep were standing beside me. Again, the song does contain lots of profanity, but Drake is addressing friends who deserted him in this new track. It's called What Did I Miss? I have not heard it yet. Joey Chestnut reclaimed his title at the 2025 Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
All right, hang on, Jess. Sorry to cut you off, but
formed from the shards of shattered angels, wielding the white sword of righteousness. He will never fail or falter, for he defies the ministers of our fate and the limitations of our birth. And he will not stop until he stands side by side with the gods. His glory is strung like beads of light to adorn the arc of history itself. Joey Chestnut!
And that, of course, was George Shea giving Joey another epic introduction. And like you said, he did it again.
70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The Nathan's Famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut! How do you feel?
I was excited. I love being here. Man, I wish I had ate a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be back next year.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All is right in the world
that
now. I feel like everything is like coming back to normal.
Gosh, now he ate 70.5 hot dogs.
Wow.
The huge Coney Island event. The runner-up. Gosh, he beat the runner-up by 24 hot dogs.
Yeah. Not
and
even
he was
close.
Banned. No, he was banned from last year's contest from partnering with a Nathan's competitor. Chestnut fell short of his personal record of 76 hot dogs.
Wasn't it like a vegan thing or something?
He said, I'll be back next year.
Didn't he like partner with some vegan?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they did like their own thing on, there was like another contest that he did like special on Netflix.
It wasn't the same.
He came back home.
It wasn't the same.
Came back home.
Yes, he did. So 70.5 hot dogs.
Wow.
Whew. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest has been held at Coney Island since 1972.
Crazy.
That's huge.
Crazy.
And big movie at the box office this weekend, Jurassic World Rebirth. It's the seventh installment of the prehistoric franchise, dominated the domestic box office over the 4th of July weekend, bringing in $147.3 million. Goodness. In its first 5 days. So that's a good look right there.
Okay. Woo! Bill and Jessica Show, we got sports next.